And let's get to a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, we'll blame Karen. Hey, Ben and Kelly. My brother Marshall just moved into a new apartment, has been super busy with his new job, and doesn't have much of anything right now. Okay. So he's been getting takeout and having things delivered like every day. He's told me he feels like the neighbors will think he's up to no good. So I have an idea for a phone tap. Would love to hear you guys have a little fun with him. Thanks, guys.
All right. So William Hassenpepper, obviously Robert Hassenpepper's brother. Anyways, works at Marshall's apartment complex, has to call and confront him about some mysterious packages that have continued to show up at his place.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Marshall?
Yes, it is.
Marshall, hi. William Hassenpepper from the landlord's office. Can I just steal a little moment of your time?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Well, we've actually gotten a few complaints from your neighbors, and I just wanted to get your take on it.
Complaints about what?
Well, Marshall, they're just a little nervous because there are a bunch of people coming by your unit like every night.
Okay, well, why does that make them nervous?
Well, they don't stay very long, and they're just seem like they're dropping something off.
Well, they probably are dropping something off.
Right. They mentioned that they usually bring a bag that they give you.
Okay, yeah, that's just delivery people.
Right. We understand that they're delivering something, and there are reports of money changing hands. Marshall, you know we have a zero drug tolerance here, right?
It's just for takeout. I order out a lot.
All right, well, what about the smells? Your neighbors through the shared walls says he smells some pretty weird stuff coming out of your place.
Yeah, like I said, it's food. The dish I get, sometimes from the Chinese place smells pretty strong, probably curry.
Right, curry. Hard to know what meth is if you never smelled it.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't know.
Look. I get it. We just want to be sure. Living in a close community, we all have to make sure we get along.
And we do. Look, I'm telling you that I'm not a drug dealer or user or whatever they think I am. I get a lot of food delivered, that's all.
Okay, would it be possible when the delivery comes for you just to pull whatever it is in the bag out while your door is still open?
You can't be serious.
Look, it would ease a lot of minds. Maybe take a bite of whatever it is. Say something like, oh, man, you guys make the best tacos or whatever. Just loud enough so people peering through their curtains can hear it.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You know what? Sure. I will do it next time, but just once. I can't believe this.
All right, that'd be good. That'd help out a lot. Maybe denounce drugs, too, while you're at it. Say something like, who needs drugs when I get high on tacos?
Oh, my God!
You're out of your mind. Listen, I will take a bite in the doorway. That's it.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. And your sister did say that you were kind of touchy about this.
When did you talk to my sister?
Well, Marshall, when she wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a little phone tap.
No way. Oh, man. I've listened to you guys before. So stupid. I should have done something was up.
Should have, yes. Didn't, and that's why we love you.
I'm going to need you to make plenty of declarations whenever you get a delivery. Not drugs!
Delicious burger! I love tacos!
I love shoving burgers in my mouth, not drugs!
Bet you wish you had these tacos. You don't, I do.
That's your phone tap.
Make some nom nom noises too, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah.